It's time to unite our hearts and heal our wounds of separation, to shift our collective consciousness from head to heart, from fear to love. Join evolutionary leader, healer, and spiritual mentor Sue DeMay and other heart-centered leaders for enlightening conversations and profound experiences of oneness.
Welcome to the Living Oneness Gathering. I am your host, Sue DeMay. It's an honor to be here once again, joining with all of you, uniting our hearts and setting the intention to raise the frequency of love and unity consciousness, compassion, empathy, and peace all around the world. Now, I know many of you may be feeling the opposite of that a little bit this week, and there's a lot of polarizing chaos, I would say, in the field right now. I'm very aware of it and been working with it for the last couple weeks, but it really did amplify this week. And what I was feeling and sensing was, I tune into the collective consciousness a lot, so I work in that field of consciousness, and I kept feeling an energy building. And then, of course, this week it all kind of spilled over. And I'm feeling the polarization. And I know many of you are witnessing that on the level of form in the world, people's ideas, opinions, preferences. On a human level, in the human life classroom, we can see how the polarizing energies are playing out and how they're feeding into people's experiences. And you can either look upon what's happening and get pulled down into that wormhole and contribute to the polarization, contribute to the fear. In other words, you can meet the fear with your own fear, and fear will expand. You'll add more fear to the big boiling stew of fear. Your other option is to look upon what's happening, be discerning around where you're meant to put your awareness, where you're meant to put your attention, because where your attention goes, your energy flows. And if you have fear and you're putting your attention on fear, then your fear energy goes to that thing you're looking upon or situation, and you add fear. When you can hold steady and find that calm center, or be the compassionate witness without your own stuff coming in, your own leftovers or your own triggers, your own fears, then you can actually hold steady and contribute in a different way. In that situation, then you're meeting fear with love. You're meeting fear with compassion. You're meeting fear with empathy, with even curiosity. If you can't even get to the place of compassion, at least go to a space of curiosity, wonderment, or find neutrality. Do your best to find a neutral place. Because your judgments about what's happening or what's not happening, your judgments about them will add fear to the growing fear. When you can find that still point within you and come from that place of love and curiosity, then you can meet the fear in the world with love. And when you meet fear with love, love expands every single time. Whether that expands, that expansion is within you, or that expansion is in the collective field, it expands. That situation may not look different, but you're meeting it with love. Therefore, the energy of that experience has been changed. It is, in a way, it is blessed, or you planted a seed of potential. So we don't meet fear with love with an attachment to changing those circumstances. Wide open to it, would love to see it, but I'm not attached to the changes. I'm more setting an intention or being really clear about how am I showing up? What type of presence am I being in this moment? Am I being the presence of love, compassion? Am I being the presence of patience? Am I being the presence of trust? There's a lot of deep trust required right now, a lot of blind faith happening. The challenge with what's happening in the world on many scales is that we are shifting even more than ever before into the energy of chaos. Now, if you don't understand chaos from a frequency perspective or a resonance perspective, then chaos in the mind or in your ego's mind would be terrifying because chaos is not safe. It's in there's no security in chaos in the ego's mind. The ego's version of chaos is it's a bad thing. But if we look at it from the perspective of coherence, so coherence is a energy and a frequency. When we are in coherence or in alignment with our heart, we can be in coherence with love. We are in harmony or sync with love. That's coherence. And when our heart and our mind is in coherence, meaning our heart and our mind are in sync, then we can really have a powerful energetic ripple effect in the world. Our presence becomes healing. Our presence becomes peace. Your presence becomes the gift. So, how you are showing up in the world and how you're meeting the fear or how you're witnessing or looking upon this polarizing chaos will determine whether you add fear to it. And expand what's going on, add more chaos to the chaos, which can keep it spinning longer. Or would you rather add coherence and meet the chaos with coherence, or meet the chaos with love, meet the fear with love? That's your invitation. How do you get there? How do you get past the mind's fear of what's happening, the interpretation of the left brain about what it's seeing and what's happening in the world? How do you get past that? We go out of the head, out of the mind, and into the heart. If you start with the heart, you can find a still point there. And then we can invite the mind to come into sync with the heart, be in coherence. We can bring the body as well into coherence. And then you hold steady there and you find this calm, still point. With energy, when we are shifting frequency, and it doesn't matter, even if we shift the frequency, say we use the frequency of trust, the frequency of trust is slightly different than the frequency of love. The frequency of love is very different than the frequency of fear. But if we're going from fear to love energetically, there's a structure that the frequency of fear holds. And to get from fear to love, that structure that looks like fear, so let's say it's a specific shape, when we're shifting frequencies, it actually breaks down. It shakes everything up and it becomes chaos. In order to get to coherence or get to love, fear needs to go through chaos. We need to go through chaos to get to coherence. When you understand that, it's easier to look upon what's happening in the world and understand that what's happening right now is a big, shaking, chaotic, polarizing experience. The good news is the potential to shift into coherence is there. The challenge is that more of us need to choose love. More of us need to choose coherence. More of us need to choose peace. But we don't need everybody to do that. We don't need 100% of humanity to choose this. We need enough of us to create a tipping point that influences the environment around the chaos, which will shift it into coherence. Now, there's a whole science behind this. I actually have a machine, a cymatic machine, a cymoscope. And at some point, I will do a video and show you how that actually looks and how that actually happens when you shift frequencies, changing in frequency. Even if I go from a frequency of trust to a frequency of love, it's a different frequency. It's going to go through a little phase of chaos. It's going to be all shaken up. So you're going to have this beautiful geometric shape, because sound creates a shape. And then it's going to all get shaken up, and then it's going to reform. But it has to break down before it reforms. So that's chaos, chaos to coherence. So that's where we're at. And this next year is going to be challenging for many. At the same time, the more you can hold steady in your heart center, in that calm, still point, the easier time you're going to have navigating this, but also the better you're going to contribute to coherence. You're going to contribute to the shifts that we need to make in the collective consciousness, because you are part of collective consciousness. We all are. We're all part of creation. And we have more of an impact than we realize. And a choice for love has far greater an impact than anybody can really wrap their mind around. It goes well beyond what the mind can comprehend. So I'm grateful that you're really here. And I'm grateful that you're really tuning in and listening and feeling and sensing where we are here at this pivotal choice point for humanity and for creation. I kept getting the message in January that everything we do in January will determine what comes up for the rest of the year. And we're still in that. So I need you to understand that for the next 8 to 10 days, we are still in a holding pattern. We are still in an energy of wait and see, because we've always been influenced by, more so in the last 4 or 5 years, we've always been influenced by the collective consciousness. But depending on what collective consciousness chooses individually, that feeds into the collective. Each of us individually are feeding into the collective. And what we choose influences what's needed by humanity. But right now, it's changing so rapidly, and it's in chaos, that it's really hard to determine what's needed. How can we really truly be of service? And in what way we're going to offer that service in the way of form? For the next 7 to 10 days, it may not be clear for you. And you may have had clarity, but then all of a sudden you're unclear or you're unsure. It's okay. We're all experiencing that. Same with me. I kept getting the message, nothing is concrete right now. Nothing is concrete. No plans are concrete. I have a few things that I'm shown for February. Beyond that, I don't know. And even then, those plans that are in February, I'm holding them wide open. I have no idea what's going to happen. Now, even though we are not seeing what the future may or may not hold, for February. I feel in my heart and soul, all of my beingness, that we are on track. It's going to get messy. It's going to look chaotic. It's going to feel like we're trudging through the mud a little bit, but we're on track. If we keep holding steady, the key is don't get caught up in the chaos. Don't add to it, and don't get yourself on that worm in that wormhole. Hold steady, your center still point in your heart the best you can, so that you can be a tuning fork of coherence in the world, so that you can be a tuning fork for love, for peace, for unity, whatever it is that you feel like you're here to do. The words I kept getting recently are, we are all receiving our divine assignment. And I feel like more of you are going to be more clear in February. Don't go searching for it, seeking it, especially right now. It's going to come clear what really is needed. So, what is really truly needed from me in February may be different than what I believe is meant to be right now. So, we have to be so wide open and completely unattached and willing to follow those spiritual redirects. Because those spiritual redirects will, like, you could turn on a dime. One moment you could be booking a ticket, the next minute you could be canceling it. One minute you could be offering something, the next minute it's pulled. You're done. That's complete. Move on. So be wildly, more wildly open than ever before, and be completely unattached to anything and everything. That's what's needed right now. And that requires us to walk with deep trust and blind faith. And I know all of you can do that. And many of you are already doing it. So let's just keep doing it. Let's just keep doing it one moment at a time. That's all we can do. One moment at a time, right here, right now. This is where we're at. And this is what's needed. So thank you for being here and contributing to this gathering and amplifying the energy of love and unity and peace and compassion, because that's what the world is really hungry for. They just don't realize it. They're starving for it and they just don't realize it. So be that. Give that to yourself, because you're hungry for it too. We all are. Hold steady there. I had a moment yesterday. It was a very intense day yesterday. I don't know what was happening in the collective, but I could really feel a lot in the collective. I could really feel the division. I could feel the wounds of separation. Like, the salt was being poured on the wounds of separation. I was feeling very emotional. I had to step away from my work. I couldn't do anything yesterday. I just went to grocery shopping. I just had to do different things. And then by the end of the day, I went up to my room, and I usually go to my room and meditate and journal, and I was just, I couldn't quite like steady myself. I'm like, what? I just felt odd. Like, I just felt odd, and I couldn't quite put my finger on it. So I went to YouTube. I'm like, okay, I just need a video, something to like just flip this switch, something to switch what was going on in my mind, because I could feel my mind wanting to take me down or wanting to bring me into feeling despair or defeat, because I feel that in the collective a lot. But it was my own field wanting to like pull me there. And I'm like, I wasn't willing to go there. So I opened up a video on YouTube and I watched one video. It was like a person singing a song. It was nice. It was lovely. And then I saw this video of, it said, elephants running to a new orphan. And I love elephants. So I clicked on the video. It was only like literally like a minute maybe in length. I would have loved for it to be longer. But there was this baby elephant that was rescued and brought to the sanctuary, this orphanage, a big, huge sanctuary for, and all of the elephants were on the other side of the sanctuary, and they heard this new baby elephant come in, and they all went running, like It was just they were all running together toward this new baby, and I'm in tears. I feel like I'm on the verge of tears again because I'm like, if we could all just be the elephant, let's all just be the elephant. They're so loving and they have such deep empathy and compassion, just naturally. They're so invested in family. And it doesn't matter if your blood family, like that baby elephant was just an orphan baby elephant, had nothing to do with that group of elephants that were there. And they all came running and they were smelling him with the trunk and they were sending messages to him. He was in his own little area still, separated out, but they were reaching through the fence and connecting with them. And all I could feel was just this love and this compassion. So let's be that. Let's be the elephant. Let's just be compassion. Let's be love. Let's be all of that. We have all of us have the capacity to do that. And when we're witnessing chaos around us, it's harder to hold steady in that, but it's doable. I have complete faith in you. And if your faith wavers, then borrow mine and yours. I have complete faith in you. So let's take a little journey into the heart. We're going to find that still point in the heart. We're going to connect it in the mind, and we're going to connect it in the body as well. And we're going to bring all three of those points into coherence so that you become this brilliant beacon, brilliant energy tuning fork in the world, even more than you already are. So we're going to expand that within each of us. Okay, done. Good. Ready? Good. Let's do it. All right, let's take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, you can rest your eyes closed. Just notice what's happening. Just start with what's happening within and around you. Noticing your breath, your body. You may have already shifted emotionally from getting on the call and joining the gathering. You might have shifted by imagining being the elephant. We're going to shift over to the right side of the brain. So a lot of people have a lot of their spotlight of awareness in the head, in the mind. Although the mind's not just in the head, the mind is in every cell of the body and all the spaces in between. We tend to concentrate our awareness in the head, thinking that's the mind. But the mind expands beyond the physical head, it expands beyond the physical brain. But we can use the right brain to help expand that awareness and shift out of the head so that we're not confined by that physical space of the brain and the head. So we go over to the right side of the brain, and the right side of the brain is our connection to oneness. It's the space that we can connect to the present moment. It's where we're very creative, present, aware. The left side of the brain is generally the analytical side of the brain. So we shift out of that thinking, heavy thinking brain, and we get into that present creative side of the brain. Now, neither side is better than the other. Both are important. Both are essential experiences. They create different experiences and allow us to have different capacities here as a human. However, right now, for this purpose, the right side of the brain is where we're going to go so that you can feel deep presence and perhaps an awareness of calm or peace on that side of the brain. The left side of the brain often has this loop And it has the ego loves to be over there taking us in fear. So fear is very prominent on the left side, and the right side is usually quieter. So from the right side of the brain, the invitation is to drop down into the heart space, and you imagine taking a staircase down, or you can imagine taking an elevator down into your heart, or just dropping down, just bringing that spotlight of awareness down into your heart space, right in the center of your chest. And imagine you could take a breath into the center of your chest, breathing. You're going to use the breath for a moment. So imagine on your breath in, you could pause at the end of that breath in. Just be aware of that moment of stillness. And then as you exhale, pause on the end of the exhale. Be aware of that moment of stillness. And then breathe in. And pause and breathe out and pause and then let your breath just return to whatever natural rhythm feels aligned right now. I want you to imagine your heart center is a big sphere. A big circle. A lot of times, the energy centers, people imagine a disc at the front, a disc at the back. I just want you to imagine a big sphere around your heart, big circle. And in the center of the circle, the center of your heart center, there's a point. And we can call that point a still point, we can call it a source point. We can call it the center. I'm just going to call it the still point today, but it is your source point. But I'm calling it a still point because there's a stillness there that we can invite, and a still, calm, centered energy. And when we come to that place of stillness, it doesn't mean that everything around us becomes still. It's just that we can suddenly land in this space where we feel connected to our source. We feel connected to the pure field of source. And imagine you could breathe around it. So you have this source point right in the center, and your breath is around it, breathing in and out around this still point. And imagine that each breath invites a deeper sense of calm. In this moment, I'm okay. In this moment, I can be calm. In this space, in this still point, I connect to my sense of calm and peace. Let that expand out with your breath so that each breath it begins to shift out. Word in all directions, 360 degrees, filling up that sphere, that beautiful circle around your heart space. And in that calm, you maybe even feel a little bit of gratitude. Breathing in, gratitude. Exhaling, saying the words, yes, thank you. Saying yes to coherence. Saying yes to calm, peace. Saying yes to love. Yes, thank you. And if any emotions rise up, just imagine you could stir them into that beautiful circle and stir them right into that center source point. Bringing your awareness now to the third eye, right in the center, pretty much kind of that center point of the head. If you were to draw a line from the top of one ear to the other, and draw a line from the front of the forehead to the back, there'll be a point where those two lines cross in the center. It's in around the pineal gland, the center of the brain. And if you're not sure exactly where that is, that's okay. Just intuitively feel around, sense it, sense your, bring your awareness around to the spots in and around the center. And just all of a sudden, you'll feel this like you'll land on this source point, or you'll land on this point of stillness, this space that just feels like the right spot. Trust that. Trust yourself. Imagine that source point in the center of the mind is also the center of another sphere. So you have another circle around your head. So you have one in the, around the heart space, and you have one around the head. And from that still point, or zero point, if you want to speak more in the quantum language. There's a connection there. And imagine you could begin to expand that energy from that still point out in all directions. Feel that sense of calm in the mind. And this is very unifying for the right and left side of the brain, activating the right and left side of the brain and letting everything just be calm. So it's not the left brain trying to figure out what to do, trying to analyze and sort things out and fix things. It's just all aspects of your human brain are activated, but yet it's quiet in this still point. Imagine it's easy to find this quiet, calm, still point. I'm breathing. And the circle can expand beyond the physical boundaries of your head. And even the heart center circle can expand beyond the physical boundaries of the chest and the back and your arms. And bringing your awareness to your navel in the space where The navel and the back, opposite of the belly button. There's a point right in the center there we're going to use today. So it's in the center of the body between the navel and your back. And again, you're just scanning with your beautiful conscious awareness and finding that sweet spot. That sweet spot that feels like that still point. And when you land there, just hold. Hold your awareness there and feel the calm. And in that calm, there's potential as well. There's a lot that is folded into these still points, but we're just tapping right now into the stillness, into the calm, into the peace that they give you, the peace that they hold for you, that potential. Take a couple more deep breaths. And we're going to invite that still point to activate in the way that it starts to expand out, filling a circle around your navel chakra. Going beyond the physical body, beyond your back and belly sides. Even expanding up and down, so it's going down into the pelvis and up toward your diaphragm. And imagine it expanding to a point where it meets the heart sphere. And the heart sphere expands to the point where it meets the head sphere. So the three circles are now overlapping. And in the space where they overlap, there's a little eye shape that's created. And in that eye shape, there's a still point. So there's a still point where the head and the heart overlap. We're going to activate that now. You may need to take a few breaths to allow that. And in that overlap of the navel and the heart centers, there's a still point there. We're going to activate that. And if you're not sure, just say yes, thank you. Your energy field will do it with your intention, it will follow. Now imagine this beautiful connection between all three points. And imagine your central line running from your tailbone to the top of your head. I often visualize it as a white wizard staff. Whatever visual comes to you, it runs just in front of the spine. Right down the center of the body, connecting those still points. Feel that sense of calm and peace vibrating out like waves or ripples all through your body, informing the cells and everything within and around the cells of your body, informing the energy layers of the field. Informing all aspects of your beingness, I am centered. I am calm. I am peace. I am still. You might even begin to feel all the source points or still points in each and every cell, in each and every aspect of your being, in all of your energy centers, in all of your organs. Those still points activating, being lit like pilot lights. Including all the organisms in your microbiome, in your digestion, in your body, community, all in divine unity. And you may even notice that certain areas of your body may be experiencing certain symptoms as you invite this still point, this calm, centered way of being. What we're doing is inviting coherence. And any areas of your body that have a different frequency than coherence may go through a little chaos to come to coherence, or may be on the way to. On the path toward coherence. So you may be feeling some sensations. Bless those areas. Thank those areas of your body. Trust your body to heal, to align. Your body wants to be in harmony and balance. It naturally wants to go there. Let it. Invite it. Thank it. Encourage it. Appreciate it. Drop into your heart space again. Dropping into that still point, connecting to that center of the heart. Right in the middle of the heart space. The physical heart is included in this equation. It's feeling the effects it's experiencing. But the point I'm speaking of is in the center of your heart center. You could connect to the center of your physical heart and the still point there as well. But for this moment, we're in the center of the heart space. And right in the center of that heart space is your connection to source. Your essence, the truth of who you are. While you are a unique expression of divinity, your divine source is folded within you, and you are folded within it. So imagine that still point in the center of your heart space. Imagine you could start to feel the folding in of the energy. The energy that's folding in It's part of you. It is you, and you are part of it. There's no separation. And as that energy folds in, you'll get to a point where all of a sudden it starts to fold out and expand out. Breathing through it. This is your oneness within you. That oneness and connection to source and all of creation, but also that oneness and that connection and unification of all of your physical being, your emotional being, your energetic being, your spiritual being, all aspects of you. All reside here, connected, unified. It's in this space we could call your home, at home in the heart. Connected to your source, the source that you never truly separated from. And imagine you could meet everything that's going on in the world from this space. Imagine you could stand in the middle. Imagine you could stand in that still point in the center. And you could witness all of the polarization happening around you. And maybe we'll see it for a moment as a pendulum, you standing in the middle of the pendulum, and to one side you'll feel the polarizing energy, and to the other side you can see and feel the other polarizing energy. And those two ends look like they're fighting and fighting against each other. But what if you could hold the center in peace? What if you could hold that space of neutrality in the middle way? And you could witness what's happening on both sides and have compassion for both sides. You don't have to take sides, you don't have to argue. You just need to hold steady. And have compassion for those that have been swept into the coercion or control or lies or anything that's going on. And have compassion for those that are fighting and arguing and trying to fight to be right, making others wrong. And you could stand in the center there, and in the center, there's no right or wrong. It just is. It just is. And in that isness is peace, is calm, is stillness, is centering certainty. That you're consciously making a choice for love, that you're consciously choosing peace, that you're consciously choosing to be the compassionate witness for all sides of the equation. And it doesn't mean that you put all your attention out into the world and look upon all of these things, whatever you happen to look upon. Do your best to lift your judgments and become the observer, become the compassionate witness, and ask your heart, how can I best serve? And in that moment, you may be guided to say something. You may be guided to take inspired action, or you may be guided to just be still. And I want you to understand, I need you to understand that when we are guided not to take action, that is the most powerful thing in that moment that you can do. Trust. your heart to lead you, because the guidance that's coming through us is from our source, and our shared source is orchestrating everything on everyone's behalf. So it's bringing in the information for you to take inspired action, to do what you're meant to do when you're meant to do it, and not a moment before or after. And the more you can really truly hold steady and be centered in that stillness, you'll tap into that guiding divine wisdom that's operating on behalf of all of creation. The guidance that comes to you is for you and everyone and everything. Take a deep breath. And if you're willing to say, yes, I'm willing. Yes, thank you. I will do my best. You don't have to be perfect. Just do your best. When you forget, forgive yourself. When you find yourself in fear, process your fear, honor your fear, witness your fear, heal it so that you can return to love, so that you can come back to this centered, peaceful presence. This is the greatest gift you can give yourself and the greatest gift you can give all of humanity. And in that peaceful presence, you may be guided to show up. I'm guided right now. This is all me being guided to share this message. Before I got on, I really didn't know what was going to be shared. My ability to open the channel and just be the messenger without my human filter in the way. It's a gift for you, but it's a gift for me. It's a gift for all of creation. My invitation is for you to open up that channel. And for some of you may be guided to speak, others you may be guided to sing, you may be guided to draw or paint or write a book, you may be guided to write a blog, you may be guided to do a video, you may be guided to do absolutely nothing. And in that moment, if you're guided to do absolutely nothing, doing nothing is everything. Whatever's needed. That is my prayer. Whatever's needed, when it's needed, show me, guide me, lead me. I will follow. That is the only promise I can make, is that I will do everything I can possibly do to follow my guidance, to follow that divine guidance. Because I know it is serving all of creation in every moment. So when you forget or when you're in fear, forgive yourself, forgive it over. When you remember to be in alignment, celebrate that. Honor the miracle and the gift that you're extending towards yourself and to all of creation. It's far more reaching than you realize. Take a deep breath. Let the breath fall out. I'm feeling that coherence, and it may waver, so it is a bit of a practice to remember how to be in coherence. Gratitude is a good key to open the door to that within the heart and the mind, the body. Breathing in, gratitude. Exhale, thank you. Thank you, thank you. As you slowly bring your awareness back to your physical surroundings in the space you're in, to see How much you can bring your coherence back into the space and hold steady. If you lose a little bit, that's okay. Just see how much you can hold steady. The more you practice, the more natural and organic it will feel for you. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes and see if you can hold steady in that coherence even with your eyes open. So once we add the physical eyes, sometimes we lose that connection. So see if you can still feel that steady holding all through the central line. Well, the energy of the group feels definitely beautiful. Very coherent. Thank you for contributing, for being here, for opening your heart and your mind for this experience. And thank you for being the presence in the world that you are and continuing to offer. Offer what you're meant to offer in the moments that you are meant to offer them and be discerning around that. So I invite you to share if there's anything you want to share, how you're feeling in the chat, feel free. What feels different, what experiences you had. And I always read everybody's comments for sure. If I don't get to read them on the gathering, I read them on my own afterwards, but I also would invite you, for those of you that are in the online social community, the new free community I created. It's a new social platform. It's off of all the traditional ones. It's on my own private hosted site. And if you want to come there and share how you're feeling as well, I would love to hear how your experience was from the Living Oneness Gathering. And also, we share, I'm doing the 30-day challenge still, so they're still coming to the tail end of that. But I'm sharing every day some tips and ideas on how to stay centered and little tricks and tips that I've learned over the last 40 years or so. Oh, so next week for the Living Oneness Gathering, I have Neil Donald Walsh coming on for as a guest. And he's written Conversations with God series. And we're going to have a talk about his new book called God Talks. And it's non-denominational, but we're using the word God, but we could easily interchange God with source, spirit, divinity. And I really appreciate his approach and his energy. He's a very gentle soul. So I'm excited to share his presence with you next week as a guest. And so next week's gathering on the Thursday, the 31st of January, will be at 12 noon, not 10, because I had to accommodate his time schedule. So it'll be at 12 noon next Thursday. And I'm really excited to share his presence with you. So thank you all for being here. I appreciate you. I see you. I honor you. And I'm so deeply grateful for your presence in the world. So please keep just doing your best. You're doing great. Keep going. We're making progress. We're doing this. And we're actually creating an effect. So we are having an effect. We're creating. Part of it is actually feeding into the chaos so we can get to coherence. So it's a good thing. All right. Love you all. Until next time, love and blessings.
Thank you for participating in our Living Oneness Initiative to unite our hearts in love for each other, our planet, and all of creation. If you would like to join us for a live gathering, you can RSVP at heartledliving.com/gathering.